Stories of Suspense.
Lieutenant George Brady reporting as ordered, sir.
That is, Lieutenant. Yes. Lieutenant Brady, this is Sergeant Paul Henson.
Officer?
Private Louis Scarpatti.
Glad to know you, Scarpatti.
Hello, Lieutenant.
The two of you have been selected from amongst more than 50 volunteers. You were chosen for two reasons. Your combat experience and the fact that you're unmarried. Now, before I go any further, I want you to know that this is a most dangerous mission. Chances of your returning are very slim.
Excuse me, Colonel.
Yes, Scarpatti.
Are you a betting man?
In a way.
Then you understand about how odds are laid against a horse winning a race, for instance.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the odds against us getting back?
I don't like putting odds on a thing like this.
But if you had to put odds against us getting back, what would they be?
I'd say at least 1,000 to 1.
We'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Escape to Eternity.
That 1,000 to 1.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like putting your $2 on a three-legged horse.
You're putting more than $2 on the line. And that's why I'm giving you all an opportunity to back out now. If you decide not to go, no one will hear of it, and I'll understand. This is one mission I don't like sending men on.
Must be a very important mission, sir.
It's a vital one. In fact, the success of our campaign in the Pacific depends on this mission. If it's carried out, thousands of lives may be saved. But the three who accept it may have to sacrifice their lives.
Sounds like a medal job. You know, I haven't collected any medals yet.
Here's your chance, Private. But, you've heard the old saying about dead heroes.
Yeah.
There is man with no frills. The odds against you are so high that you're crazy if you take on this.
You can count me in, sir.
That goes for me, too, sir.
And you, Private Scarpatti. Now, remember, I won't hold it against you in any way if you refuse.
Well, it won't be the first time I've backed a long shot. Okay, I'm in.
Good. You've all heard of General Travers, of course.
Yes, sir.
General Travers hoped to plan a large-scale invasion of Japanese-held islands. This invasion is going to take place in a few days. But yesterday, General Travers boarded a plane and took part in a recon mission. Naturally, he shouldn't have done it. Someone's going to have a lot of explaining to do to Washington. But the point is, he did go on the recon mission, and somehow the Japs got wind of it. 6 Zeros attacked his B-17. They forced it down. Now G-2 tells us that the general is a prisoner of the Japanese. You all know what that can mean, don't you?
Yes, if the Japs are able to get the tales of the invasion plan from General Travers, it'll be just too bad for us.
That's right. They'll be ready for our invasion, and it's too late to change our plans.
Are you saying, sir, that the Japs forced down that B-17 just so they could get General Travers?
Yes. Right now, they're undoubtedly torturing him.
Where are they holding him, sir?
On Coroni Island. Here, have a look at this wall map of the island. As you can see, it's a small island, about 1 mile wide, 2 miles long. Over here, series of underground cells. That's where they've got General Travers.
How did intelligence get that information, sir?
There's a native on the island who's working with us. His name is Pampa. He signaled the full story to one of our scout subs.
So we'll be going to this island, eh?
Yes.
How many Japs are on it, sir?
According to Pampa, a few hundred. They're Jap Marines, big fellas, well-trained, tough as they come.
Sounds nice.
As I told you, it's a rough mission.
Now, how do we get to the island, sir?
By submarine. You row ashore in a dinghy. You'll be wearing Japanese uniforms. The sub will wait for only a short time. You'll have to complete your mission and return within 15 minutes.
Exactly what will we have to do, sir?
Well, General Travers is a very courageous man. But there are limits to human endurance. You'll either free him from his cell, take him to the sub, or we'll make sure he doesn't do any talking. Eh, sir? That's right.
Sir, if the main object is to keep General Travers from breaking down under torture, why can't we bomb the island?
We considered that, but the underground cells are virtually bomb-proof. We also considered an invasion of the island. But to do that, we'd have to send a task force through heavily guarded Jap positions. And we finally came to the conclusion that a few men, heavily armed and dressed in Jap uniforms, could best do the job.
I see.
Now, everything will be timed to the second.
5 minutes after you leave the submarine, there'll be an air raid on the island. This will send the Japs to their trenches and pillboxes and give you more chance to move around. The native Pampa will be waiting. He'll guide you to a position near the underground cells and show you where to find General Travis. Well, in a few minutes, you'll be taken to the submarine. Till then, let's study this war map, huh?
Are you ready to talk to me yet?
Go to blazes, Captain.
You are very foolish.
Why don't you shoot me?
But we do not wish to shoot you. In fact, you will be treated very well. If you give us the information we want.
I told you. I don't know anything about invasion plans.
But we know that you do.
Peace.
Must seem to wish you are tied, Genaro. Most interesting, huh? One turn of that wooden handle and the ox titan pulling your arms and legs other apart. So painfully, Genaro. Please do not force me to give the order to tighten the ropes. I beg you, cooperate with us. Well, Genaro, what is your answer?
You can go.
I need the rope.
Yeah, I feel like a sardine in this tin can of a sub.
Sardine, yeah, that's what we are, all right. Three poor fish.
Well, you had your chance to back out, Scarpetti.
But I couldn't do that. Not after you decided to be a hero, Georgie.
Lieutenant Brady to you, Private.
Georgie is what they used to call you, back in the Bronx.
Am I supposed to know you, Scarpetti?
Look at me close.
You look familiar, all right.
How about the name Spilano? Does that mean anything to you?
I knew a Dominic Spilano. Yeah. That's who you look like.
I'm his brother. I was only a kid last time you saw me.
Brother? But your name...
I changed it to get into the army. When I joined up, they weren't letting criminals in.
Criminals?
Yeah, that's right, Sarge. I robbed a warehouse. They gave me 2 years.
Well, if the colonel knew that, he wouldn't be sending on this mission.
But he didn't know. It's too late now. Lieutenant, remember what you did to my brother Dominic?
Yes, for what he got.
You beat him up just because he said hello to your girlfriend one night.
He said more than hello. He was a foul-mouthed rat.
He was okay till they sent him to that hospital.
He was never the same after that. He hurt his head when you knocked him down. It made him do crazy things. That was the reason why he was killed. He tried to fight it out with a dozen cops.
Your brother was no good. He was dirty, clean.
Why, you...
Oh, that's...
Don't worry, Sarge. Nothing's going to happen. Not yet, anyhow.
I don't think I want you on this mission, Scarpetti. I mean, Spilano.
Afraid to have me around, Lieutenant?
I'm thinking of the mission and nothing else.
Then you can stop worrying. I'm going to show you that Spilano is every bit as good as you are. That's why I volunteered for this mission as soon as I found out you did. You see, I've been watching you, Lieutenant. I've been keeping tab on you.
As long as you do your job when we leave the sub, I don't care what your name is.
I'll do my job all right. But if we get back, you and me are going to have a session. I'm going to belt you like you belted my brother.
You can try it if you like, after the job's finished.
I'm going to do my best to keep you alive, Lieutenant.
Well, gentlemen, we'll be at the island in 2 hours.
Ah, Commander. How close can you take us in, huh?
As close as I dare, about 50 yards up the rocks. Oh, I brought in some writing paper. Thought you gents might like to write some letters before we get to the island.
Thanks, Commander.
Anything you want? Well, all you have to do is yell for him.
Thanks.
He figures we're going to die.
But we're going to fool him. Won't we, Lieutenant?
Yo, we talk? Do you hear me, General? Yo, we talk. Your throat. So die. A cup of water would be so nice, huh? I am a generous man. You can have some of this water. I admire bravery, General. Here, drink some of this water. Drink more, General.
Salt water.
Oh, sorry. What do you see? I cannot give you cold fresh water to your talk.
You devil.
You have only a few minutes, gentlemen.
Thanks, Commander. Now, we'd better get our things together, men.
Yes, sir.
I'll see that these letters get mailed if... Well, you never know.
They ought to call the Navy the cheerful service.
Right now, Private, you can get away with calling us almost anything. But when you get back to this sub, I'll expect a little respect for this uniform of mine.
Just wait till I get my Congressional Medal. You know, every officer's got to salute the Congressional Medal, even if a private's wearing it.
It'll be a pleasure, Private.
I'll have you guys saluting till your arms are tired.
Button up that uniform, Scar Patty. Even the Jets aren't that sloppy.
You're the boss, Lieutenant.
Here, Skipper. Right. When you get through the periscope.
All clear, sir. There's a native waiting on the beach about 100 yards off the rock.
Good. Cut the engines and take her up.
Here we go, gents.
In just a moment, we return to our story, Escape to Eternity.
Aye, aye, sir.
We'll push this cold stingy into the water, Lieutenant. You can hide it on shore for the trip back.
Right, Commander.
If you gents run into trouble on the return trip, we'll cover you with our deck guns.
Can't you give us any more than 15 minutes?
Sorry, order say 15. I can't do a thing about it. We'll submerge as soon as you're launched in the dinghy, but we'll be using a periscope, and we'll see if you... I mean, when you get back to the beach.
Thanks for everything, Commander.
Good luck.
Let's go.
The sub's gone down already.
We're on our own. Three guys against an island full of Jap Marines.
The native on the beach is coming this way.
I hope he's the one we're supposed to meet.
We've got guns if he ain't.
No shooting unless absolutely necessary.
We're almost in.
Get ready to jump. Drag the dinghy between those big rocks.
Fine. Jump.
Okay, pull her up. Hey, settle it.
Here comes the native.
Have your knives ready. We can't take chances. If he's not Pampa, we'll have to get rid of him.
His leather's up and down.
These Jap uniforms have got him guessing.
Who are you?
Americans. What's your name?
Pampa.
Okay, Pampa, what next?
Follow me.
How much of this stuff do we have to push our way through?
There is not much more of it.
Please. Go quietly now. We are getting close. Jack, cackling like a monkey. Quiet. Here. We stop here. There. See. Two Japanese guards.
Here. Where are the cells?
Right ahead. About 300 yards.
The tunnel facing the side of the hill?
Yes. Two guards are inside the tunnel.
Where's the general?
He is in a cell at the end of the tunnel. I go now.
Thank you, Pampa. Edison, Scarpetti. Now listen. As soon as the air raid warning goes off, we'll follow those two jets to their foxhole. In these uniforms, they won't suspect anything until we get close. So keep your heads down.
Yes, sir.
And we'll use knives on them. Don't give them a chance to yell out.
The planes are late. The colonel said they'd come 5 minutes after we left the sub.
Well, it's only hitting 5 minutes now.
But the alert should be on. The Jap radar should
have... The planes are probably coming in too low for radar to pick them up.
There go the air raid sign.
And there go the two jet guards running to their foxhole.
They're in.
Come on, run!
Here come the planes. Four of them. They'll be circling around the island.
Wait till the attack goes up, and then we'll rush for that tunnel entrance.
This is an Allied General Wolf.
that the bombs or your attack cannot reach us here. We are perfectly safe. Now, calm, my friend. Listen to reason. It distresses me to see you perhaps like this. Please, tell us what we want to know, and things will be so pleasant for all of us. Tell me, John.
No,
Ain't it? But you will not be permitted to enjoy unconsciousness, my friend. This ammonia under your nose will wake you up. Open your eyes, John. There. You know you are an intelligent man. You must realize by now that we will eventually get what we want. So why allow yourself to suffer?
Kill me. Get it over with.
I cannot hope. Now talk. Talk.
All right. You win. I'll talk.
We'll be back in a minute to peril and our story, Escape to Eternity.
Well, we're at the tunnel entrance and we haven't been spotted yet.
Let's run in and get it over with.
We'll walk in, nice and easy.
But Pampa said there were two guards in that tunnel. We expect them to just look at us.
We're wearing Jap uniforms, remember? The longer we keep from firing our guns, the better chance we have of getting off this island. Okay. Let's go in.
What, Geronimo? Finally, you are showing your intelligence.
Cut me loose enough. I'll tell you what you want to know.
You will be released after you give us the information. I have some morphine. It will make the pain disappear, and you will be allowed to go to sleep. Beautiful sleep. Now, where are the Allies preparing to attack?
Cook Island. An invasion.
You lie! You see, General, we have a certain amount of information. If you lie, we can tell. The ropes, Corporal. I think we've tightened them.
No, I can't stand anymore.
Then give us the information we want and the pain will stop.
All right.
This time I believe you, General. When and where will the Allied attack?
Task force is ready for...
The guard! I'll take yourself!
Move and we start shooting.
I'm moving!
Concentrate for those keys we got from the guard.
Right, sir. Hurry things up, will you? We've only got 4 minutes to get back to the sub. There we are.
Good.
Cut one out! Let him have it! The Sarge. He's dead.
Stay out here and cover me, Scott, Betty. I'm going into the cell. I'll cut you loose, General. There.
Come on, Brady.
Leave me.
Shoot me.
No, I'm helping you out of here.
But come on, let's go. You expect to drag him all the way back to the sub?
Run if you want to. Go on, run. Show me what you're really made of.
I can stick anything you can, Brady. Show me.
I'll show you.
We've got a date, remember. Come on, General.
Can you get him through the periscope yet, Skipper?
No.
Less than a minute to go.
Yeah.
Back act still going up?
Not from what I can see. Looks like the air is over.
Yeah. Looks like everything's over.
Wait a minute. I see him. Got the engines on surface.
There's the south. Not much further, General. You can pull out the dinghy, Scott, Patty.
Okay.
Get behind us. A mob of them.
They're off.
Fire away! There's fire from the south. They're blowing them over.
Get that dinghy in the water.
Okay.
Come on, General. Into the dinghy.
Right.
Get in, Scott Paddy.
Yeah. Ah, I'm hit, Scott Paddy. Hold on, Brady. Run, Rabbit, run.
You're coming with us.
Hurry up, you son. We can't go no more forever.
Turn my arm. Now just lie there.
This changes nothing at all.
Hello, Scott Paddy. How's your shoulder?
It's still there. And the name's Spilano.
Not as far as the army is concerned. I haven't told anybody about your prison record. I'm not going to.
What am I supposed to do? Say thanks?
You don't have to say anything at all. Incidentally, I think you're going to be disappointed about that fight. See, they're sending me back to the States. I'll leave in a half hour. But before I go, I'm going to tell you something about your brother.
I know all there is to know about my brother.
He didn't deserve to be loved as you loved him. You proved yourself to be a man, Scott Paddy. And he wasn't. And as to that fight, well, you can look me up in the States if you insist on it. But it won't be much fun for you. Because I'm not going to swing back. So long, Scott Paddy.
Brady!
Yeah.
I... When you've carried something with you for a long time, it's hard to... What I'm trying to say, I've been doing a lot of thinking. Maybe I was wrong.
Don't let that stop you from looking me up. If you don't want to fight, we can have some drinks together.
It's a date, Brady.
And that concludes tonight's Peril story, Escape to Eternity.